Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Good afternoon, Prof. How are you?
Good afternoon, Kathy.
I enjoyed your show today, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I enjoyed it too. I thought it was pretty good. Excellent.
Okay. Are we threatened by an influenza pandemic now? Really?
Gosh. I thought you'd be intrigued by the title. And, you know, this is really what makes virology such a fascinating subject. Sorry to say it in that way. You know, last week we spoke about World Zoonotic Day. You know, remember zoonotic are animal diseases which have the potential to cross that species barrier and infect humans.
Yes.
And establish an epidemic in humans.
Sure.
So what has been widely reported in the news, in fact, is that in China, they've detected a variant of the influenza virus. It's called the G4 variant of the H1N1 virus in pigs. You know, pig farming is a big industry in China.
Sure.
And the important thing is that molecularly, when they studied this particular virus, they found that it had potential to spread explosively in humans. There's no evidence, I must say, there's no evidence of spread to humans, just a potential. But clearly it's being very carefully watched. But, you know, the very important lessons, I think, from this and also from other observations, you know, with the COVID pandemic, the world really was caught napping. We didn't anticipate this at all. And what it does, what this detection now in China and also coronavirus, it really illustrates the importance of being aware of animal infections, especially now that there's increasing human encroaching on wildlife habitats, on international trade of exotic animals, intensive livestock farming, all these kind of interaction with the animal environment. All this promotes viruses and other infectious agents crossing that species barrier to infect human beings. Of course, the question is why China? Because all these things seem to come originate from China and then spread to the rest of the world.
Sure.
You know, China's got a very milieu that's going to promote this kind of crossing of the species barrier. Densely populated regions, millions of people living close to farms, to breeding facilities, to slaughterhouses, and also to the wet markets. And this is where, of course, SARS coronavirus 2 originated from. That's what's interesting, you know, when you look back, I don't know if you recall, in 2005, there was a major pandemic threat of influenza, as you might not recall it. It was the bird flu,
yes.
Avian flu, H5N1. And there was a big fear that there would be a pandemic coming from domestic birds, poultry, because of, again, this intensive farming, this intensive interaction, human-animal interaction.
Right. They destroyed a whole lot of birds, as I recall.
They did. Yeah, indeed. They did kill a lot of birds. In fact, she became the director of the WHO. She took a very courageous step, slaughtering all the entire chicken population of Hong Kong. Prior to being the Director General of WHO, she was, in fact, the governor of Hong Kong. Of course, this met with a tremendous amount of criticism and opposition, but it was a very courageous and wise public health step because it stopped the epidemic in its track. But, you know, in 2005, we actually drew up a pandemic preparedness plan. WHO drew up one, and nationally, we also drew up one. It's a very detailed plan. If you look at it now, I've got the report in front of me. It actually details all the steps, phase one to phase six, of the spread, of the potential of the spread and how we would react to it. But unfortunately, you know, there was no threat and that we didn't follow it up. And I guess to everybody's discredit, pandemic preparedness plans went by the by. But I think we're a lot wiser now.
Yeah, why do you think that the World Health Organization took so long to actually declare it a pandemic? I mean, it was on four continents before they took action and actually declared it a pandemic.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you know, just your personal thoughts. If you can't share it, then, you know, I withdraw the question.
Well, I suppose that the answer is it's quite an extensive step to take because there are a lot of legal or international legal applications, for example, travel, trade, and so on. It's got a lot of dire applications and, in terms of what, you know, the human interactions, the global economy and so on. And maybe, I guess, with all bureaucracies, you know, these things take time because they consider the implications. It's got to go from one committee to another committee, this meeting, that meeting. And I guess that was the delay.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. So my actual topic that I was given is completely wrong.
Oh, you were given?
The impact of COVID, are we threatened by an influenza pandemic now?
Yeah, we are.
So I understand what you're saying about the pigs, but how does
the
that
G4
actually?
Variant,
but we're all wearing masks.
Well,
especially anyone who listens to you.
Coronavirus is spreading in spite of we all wearing masks.
Yeah.
We're not social distancing. We're not all wearing masks. Some people are having parties. Some people are disregarding. Some people aren't aware of what we're actually facing.
Yeah, so interesting. It just shows you we all live in, and we all inhabit this echo chamber. And we
Absolutely.
Think what's around us is the same for everybody else. Yeah. So, thank you, Prof.
Okay, thanks, Kathy.
Speak to you tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon.
And you too. All the best.
Take care.